no going back. Bread for me. Oh Lord, bread for me.
It's your answer. Father, thank you for your commitment to breathe upon us the privilege to have breath. For we are aware, if certain human beings know where our breath is, they would have cut it since. They would have snipped it off. If certain witches and wizards and agents of darkness knew where the tap, the fountain of our lives were, they would have turned it off, would have been gone long ago. But thank you, Lord, because you have not given us as a prey. In the hands of the enemy, our souls are escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, El Shaddai. We worship you for the preservation service tonight. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. How many of you believe that there are people, there are demons, there are agents of darkness? If they knew where the tap of your life was flowing, they would have turned it off since. A woman sent me a message. She said, please pray for my husband in the office. His boss wants him to die by all means. I said, why? He said, he's a soldier man. So, I think he's W2 or something. Whatever. He will post him to Northeast. He returned to war front. Return back, post him back. Return back, post him. 4 times, 5 times. He comes from there, he posts him to bandits in Niger State. Or in Kebbi, whichever. He said the man wants him to die by all means. That he comes back alive. He's not happy. He sends him back. That's how some devils are. And I pray for that man. You shall live. And anyone who wants you to die, they shall be the one to die. If he wants you to die in war front, he will die in his sleep. He will die of affliction and die of disease. There are those who want that you are alive is paining them. Why are you still alive? Anyone who is angry that you are still alive, they will go down and you will stand on your feet. Psalm 124 from verse 1. And as I'm talking now, those who are guilty of such evil, the Lord, you just heard me now. God is watching you. You want somebody to die by all means, you are the one to die. You are signing your death warrant. And laying a curse for yourself and your lineage. Because you dig a pit, you fall inside. That is something where people serve and come back and... I mean, you go once or twice or at most, then... There are other places to go. I just came back from somewhere now, and a soldier who was around there just showed me bullet in his tummy from the terrorist place, tummy from here to here. He said, I should. He's still wearing uniform, but it's still affecting him. He asked me to lay hands on him. Just today, you saw him. You leave, you will fulfill your days. Let's read Psalm 124 from verse 1 to the end. All together, everybody. One to go. If it has not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream have gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. He said, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their feet. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Hey! in the name of the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Somebody who has already escaped and who is escaping now, give the Lord a shout of praise. Move like somebody who just escaped, like someone who just escaped. The snare is broken and we are escaped. This is your prophetic word tonight. Everywhere they have laid a snare for you, for me, for us, whether it is spiritual or physical, in any dimension, I declare the snare is broken. We are escaped. You are escaped. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Show three hands and tell them congratulations, you have escaped. That is why you are here tonight. You escaped, that is why you are here tonight. Thank you, Father. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah! Welcome you to the preservation service of our month of taking charge.
Praise.
By the power of faith. And tonight, taking charge everywhere at the frequency of faith, by the power of faith. Tonight, we shall be looking at the subject of preservation faith. Preservation faith. The kind of faith that guarantees preservation. Preservation faith. Our objective is twofold. Number one, understanding the preservation power of faith. And number two, understanding how faith preserves. Understanding the preservation power of faith and understanding how faith preserves. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 34 all the way to verse 37. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 34. He said, all right, let's start from verse 33. Hebrews chapter 11. He said, all right, from verse 32. And what shall I must say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of lions. That was preservation. They quenched the violence of the fire. That is, fire had no power on their body. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, we are made strong. They waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Hallelujah. Why is the study of preservation faith necessary? It's necessary because we live in a world that has become increasingly dangerous. As we approach the end of the age, permit me to use the word, the dangerosity index of the world is increasing. I was speaking with someone yesterday who went to a community where somebody was killed and somebody else also was kidnapped. And I said, oh, what happened? Is it the normal people that are known for kidnapping and those kind of things? He said, oh no, it is no, this one is not that anymore. He said, many ordinary people have now become kidnappers. It's turned into a business. And now they can come camouflaging like, yes, and then, that is the world in which we live. The world where the driver connived with outsiders to deal with the boss. I had a testimony some time back where a man's driver connived with strangers to attack him. We're traveling from here to anywhere in the country and you arrive safely is a testimony. That is supposed to be something normal. That is why it is very, very important for us to walk in the dimension of preservation faith. Now, scriptures make it clear that faith is a weapon of preservation. True faith, they quench the violence of the sword. True faith, they stop the mouths of lions. True faith, they quench the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. So faith can be used to quench danger. Faith can become a tool of escape. We looked through scripture, examples in David, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34, all the way to verse 37, we saw how the faith of David, and David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defied the armies of the living God. Moreover, the Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion," that is faith, "and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." This is faith. That faith delivered David from Goliath. "Thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I come against you in the name of the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied this day." That is David speaking. That was faith. Faith preserved David in the front of Goliath. That was verse 45. Example number 2. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were delivered from the fire of Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Daniel chapter 3 and in verse 16. Daniel chapter 3 and in verse 16, the Bible says, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, 'O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king.'" That was a statement of finality. Not "he may," "he will." That was the audacity of faith. Now, when you look at the next verse, you will think doubt came in. It wasn't doubt. But if not, "be it known unto you, O king, that will not serve you." Do you know what they are doing? They are trying to rub pepper on his face. They are trying to say, "You are too useless for us to serve your God. Our God will definitely deliver us. We are aware. But even if he does not, serving your God is not an option. Delivering us or not does not change our position regarding serving your God. It is not our deliverance that is determining our serving him." So, the first statement they made was a statement of finality. "This matter is concluded. And I announce to somebody today, the God that you serve, I don't know the situation you are in right now, he will deliver you." Somebody say aloud, "Amen." Somebody say aloud, "Amen." Number 3 case of deliverance by preservation faith was Job. Job chapter 14 and in verse 14. Here was what Job said. "If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come."
change is coming, and I am waiting.
What was Job saying? This sickness cannot kill me. I will see the end of this affliction. This affliction can't see my end. And his faith worked. For someone here tonight, your faith shall work. Now that amen can be better. You are saying amen, say louder, believers, amen. Now, what does faith do to achieve preservation? What does faith do to achieve preservation? How does faith bring about preservation? Number one, faith connects man to the life of God. It connects man to the life of God. And you know, and the life of God is indestructible. It connects man. By faith, man taps into the life of God. Because with God, all things are possible. And faith brings you to the frequency of God. And all things are possible to him that believeth. Faith connects you to the God life, the God order of life. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 4, he said, behold, his soul which is lifted up in it. It's not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Hebrews 10:38 repeats that the just shall live by his faith. When the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus, in Mark chapter 5 verse 30, he said, virtue has gone out of me. That virtue is divine life. That virtue is miraculous power. So with faith you tap into life, the life wire of God, the life order of God. You see, the Bible said all things are possible with God, and then all things are possible to him that believeth. If all things are possible with God and to him that believeth all things are possible, it means him that believeth is brought to a certain wavelength with a God life, and that life of God is indestructible. Satan can't destroy God. Satan can't destroy the man that is flying at the frequency of faith. I announce to somebody today, you are indestructible. 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 If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. I said I wanted to give something to somebody. Somebody said to me that that person is a bad person. Not bad in terms of bad hearted. That is evil person. The kind of person that may use your gift against you. Do you understand? Witchcraft kind of evil occultic person. I said, really? There are people where if I give you a gift and you want to use it, you die like chicken. In fact, for that purpose, take the gift. Stomach pain, the worried lizard. It is his stomach he used to hit the ground permanently. Haven't you seen lizard fall from high before? How does he land on his head? On the tummy. So does he, will he ever talk of stomach pain? Are you following what I'm saying today? Can God ever give that? If you are not at that level, calm down. So that you don't go and hand over yourself to a native doctor. Right? When you reach the level of talking like that, you can talk. But do you understand what I'm saying? So there is a certain understanding you will have, and that is what we are going to tonight. That you have a certain level of understanding and faith and confidence and belief in God, that what cannot dare your God can dare you. You think people like us, the way you, every midnight you are blocking highway for those that fly in the night. Every day you are, yesterday we were here for 6 hours, how many minutes? Rescuing captives from the chains of darkness. If there is anyone, they will hate with a passion, is people that are permanently rescuing people from their hands, yet they are helpless. Somebody say a loud amen. Dog carry red eyes to threaten lion. The Bible says, without our dogs, they are dogs. I see your liberty today. So faith connects man to the life of God. And the life of God is indestructible. Number two, faith releases the power of God through man. And the power of God is critical for the keeping of man. Faith releases the power of God into man. And the power of God is critical for the keeping of man. Since you were born, have you ever heard that armed robbers went to White House or Aso Villa here? From the gate, you see people with power. When they see you mess up, they don't need any other instruction to clear you. They consider you came on a suicide mission, and they will allocate you the suicide you want. Do you understand what I'm saying? Power. In Acts chapter 6 verse 7, you see, whenever you connect faith, you are connecting power. The Bible said, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly. The great company of priests that were obedient. Go to number verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. So where there is fullness of faith, there is fullness of power. Mark chapter 5 verse 30, where we just saw, talked about, Jesus said, virtue has gone out of me, and the same virtue is the same as miracle power. Now, where there is power, there is protection, there is preservation, there is keeping. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5, this is a direct equation. You say you are kept by the, or rather who are kept by the power of God through faith. So faith brings the power. Power brings the keeping. Who are kept by the power of God through faith. Faith brings power. Power brings protection. Don't you see people who say they are going to the village to cook themselves? Unbelievers. Somebody carries some little something. They wrap it and he put it on his waist. And he say it is power. Do you know who I am? Do you know the village I came from? If you know where I came from, you'll be running now. Call it, he has a power. Or they mark it on his hand, power. The one we are talking about is bigger than that power. Don't see. Faith, even though it's invisible, produces drastic visible effects in power. When you carry faith, their own power spoil. It's power versus power. Is it not faith? It says, in my name, they shall drink deadly things, it shall not hurt them. That is, they poison the food, put charm on the ground, whatever it is.
without effect. Power. So faith, you walk in faith, you walk in power. And you walk in power, you walk in protection. You walk in power, you walk in keep, you are kept by power. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Number three, faith guarantees victory in the battles of life. What is the meaning of that? Faith enforces the defeat of the enemy. It forces it. Faith guarantees victory in the battles or the conflicts of life. It enforces the defeat of the enemy. That was what the Bible said in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. It said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Even our faith. Even our faith. So when you walk in faith, you are carrying superior weapons. It is like the man with the general purpose machine gun. That somebody with a local ding gun, hunter's rifle, is coming against. This man is having belt ammunition and is flowing at the frequency of light. It's like a rain. And this one is doing ding gun. They are not equivalent. When you carry faith, they just show you ding gun now. They show the GPMG. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or anti-AA, anti-aircraft. The one that bring plane down. What I'm saying? And somebody is carrying a ding gun. When you carry faith, the defeat of your local devils of your village is confirmed. When you carry faith. I decree today, and I want to force some things into your spirit tonight. Because the devil is a thorough bad boy. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, I decree tonight, every conflict of your life, every battle facing you tonight, I decree they bow right now. I decree the defeat of your adversaries right now. You are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Faith guarantees victory in the battles of life. It enforces the defeat of the enemy. Number four, faith supplies supernatural strength. And supernatural strength forbids fainting in days of adversity. Faith guarantees supernatural strength. And supernatural strength forbids fainting in days of adversity. Acts chapter 3 and in verse 16, the man that was healed at the beautiful gate. Look at this, the testament or the testimony of Peter. He said, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. So faith makes strong. People of faith are people of strength. They have supernatural strength and stamina. First Corinthians chapter 16 verse 13. He said, watch you. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Quit you like men. Be a man. Don't be a baby. Quit you like strong, like men. Be strong. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, the Bible said concerning Sarah, it said, by faith, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive. Faith
makes strong men in the kingdom. And what is the effect of this strength? Proverbs 24 verse 10, I said it earlier on. It forbids fainting. If you faint, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. So your strength cannot be small if you walk in faith. So you can't faint in the day of adversity. It's a new day for somebody. If you are the one, say loud amen. Number five, faith is a supernatural or a spiritual defense shield against flaming arrows of destruction. It's a spiritual defense shield against flaming arrows of destruction. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Shield of faith. Beloved, we live in a world of flaming arrows, flying missiles in the air. You know the way, what they call stray bullet? There are some it was not you, and it will never be you, it was targeting. But just somebody just walked into it. Just walked into it. Huh? Young man, paramilitary man, I knew him growing up. Walking in the motor park. That. Then. Dropped. That's all. He didn't get up. I feel convinced he walked into an arrow. I told you one day I was walking in our living room. All of a sudden, my wife and children ran out because they heard me. Shaba garatasi galu yatasi, liketekeke babaragadasadish. Backfire. They ran out and they say, "What's happening?" I say, "I'm fighting." What happened? I just felt an arrow. I was in an aircraft one time. All of a sudden, I felt an arrow around the head like a psycho. What is this? I was going to preach South area about 15 years ago. Whatever you are, wherever you came from, back to sender. It was returned back. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whether you are a pastor or a pastored, you are a pastor or being pastored, you are a sheep or a shepherd, if the devil, the Bible says the devil taketh Jesus, he taketh him to the pinnacle of the temple, he took him, a whole Jesus, the devil taketh him to the pinnacle. Who are you that you think he may not tackle you? The devil taketh him to the pinnacle of the temple. So if you call yourself the Son of God, fall down from here. Devil taketh him. I'm not trying to frighten you, but that is the reality. But they say, or fall, the devil taketh him. Taketh. Did he say the devil suggested? He advised him. He took him. Not that he led him, he took him. Hallelujah. But he defeated that devil with "it is written." Alright? If you are not lacking in faith, you have nothing to fear about arrows. If the devil fire it 1,000 times, fire it back 1,010 times. You shall live. You shall fulfill your days. You know, it is only in eternity that we will hear what happened to some people. You shall live. You shall fulfill your days. That is why it is important to build your faith. It's important to develop your faith. It's important to charge up your faith so that you are not vulnerable and you are not weak. It's important for your faith to be alive. And we'll look at that very, very shortly. Faith is a spiritual missile shield against flaming arrows of destruction. Number six, faith is the cure. The bracket I wrote, antidote for fear, is the cure or the antidote to fear. And the statement continues, and the elimination of fear is the elimination of disaster. Faith is the answer for fear. And the elimination of fear is the elimination of disaster. Most times, the devil rides comes through fear to cause calamity. Most times. All right, let's look at that. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 30, Peter walked on the water by faith. He sank by fear. Matthew 14, 30 to 31. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? He saw the wind boisterous. Look at verse 30 again. He saw the wind boisterous. And he was afraid and began to sink. And Jesus diagnosed it. Faith became little and fear became mega. So he became a victim. That was what Job meant when he said in Job chapter 3 verse 25. He said, the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. So when faith is in place and fear is out of sight, disaster is out of view. Fear is a magnet of calamity. It attracts evil. Faith is an antagonist of disaster. When faith is in place, fear is out of sight. When you were going to Maiduguri for crusade, any fear? Zero. When you were going to Pakistan for crusade, any fear? Zero. In case you think, one of my guys here, he sent me a text message. He said, God go with you. Inside the text, I saw the fear. May you come back safely. Inside the prayer, fear the inside. How many of you have had such prayer before? It's a concern. Fearful concern. Do you understand what I'm saying? When we arrived, I told my wife, I said, I'm sure you know where we just came. See the boundary. Afghanistan. Iran. She said, eh. He said, is this where you brought me? You didn't tell me. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is very, very minimal that can be achieved in life through fear. Minimal, if anything. But that is why faith must be alive. So that fear is out of sight. When faith is in place, they are calling us now from Chad, from Niger. They said,
The Niger people said, I think they said they are 90-something percent of the other religion. They said to us, they said, look at them having boundary with Nigeria. See the percentage of, I mean, spirituality in Nigeria, and see them, and they are next door neighbor to us. They are discussing and telling somebody that I went far away to Pakistan, and I see them by the side here. The mission agent, coordinator in Nigeria, was the one telling me he met with them. He said, at least the Bible says, from Samaria, from you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, then Judea, Samaria, then to the uttermost. Say, you now cross all of this and went to the uttermost. I told them it's okay. We'll come by God's grace. We'll be coming soon. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are now invited. It is the nations now that are calling by themselves. Hallelujah. So it is important for our faith to be alive, because somebody passed in the extended family, the fear begins to come. Something happens. A man testified here the other day. He said his friend died of a prostate disease. On the spot, symptoms arrived on his body. All the symptoms. He went to the hospital, and what they confirmed to him was confirming as if it was cancer. That is on the spot. He became afraid. Sent a message from Enugu then. He said, no, this cannot be true. This cannot be me. Jehovah God intervened. Symptoms returned back to hell from where they came. The parameters, the PSA and all the things, creatinine and all those levels, PSA and so forth, all of them returned back to where they should become. They should come. Because the devil rides on fear to cause disaster. But your faith is a knockout for fear. I stand here tonight and I take authority over the spirit of fear in anyone's life here. Every fear plaguing your life and plaguing your destiny, I declare that fear is arrested and returned back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Finally, faith moves God into life's battles and conflicts on the behalf of the child of God. Faith moves God. It moves God into life's battles, into life's conflicts on the behalf of the child of God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 said, without faith it is impossible to please him. That word please is literally the word move him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Israelites moved God. 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 22 to 23, when they began to sing. And they began to praise in the middle of battle. They moved God into the battle. And the battle became a walkover. When God takes over, it is over. God steps into the battle on the frequency of faith. And when God takes over, it is over. For somebody tonight, it shall be over. So quickly, what does faith do? Like we have said, number one, faith connects man to the life of God, and the life of God is indestructible. Number two, that faith releases the power of God into man, and the power of God is critical for the keeping of man. Power keeps, power protects. Number three, that faith guarantees victory in the battles of life. It enforces the enemy's defeat, whatever is the enemy. In question. Number four, that faith supplies supernatural strength, spiritual strength, and supernatural strength forbids fainting in the days of adversity. Number five, that faith is a spiritual defense shield against flaming arrows of destruction. Spiritual defense shield against flaming arrows of destruction. Number six, faith is the cure, the antidote to fear, and the elimination of fear is the elimination of disaster. Number seven, faith moves God into life's battles and conflicts on the behalf of the child of God. When you are a man of faith, when you are a person of faith, time comes when you begin to ask yourself, this challenge that I had one time, where is it now? This pain that I felt at this point, where is it now? Things that the enemy throws at you just returns back to hell. As you proceed on your journey, and you are wondering, when did they go? Now, what does preservation faith entail? What is the nature of preservation faith? What is the nature of it? That is, we just saw how faith will preserve you, but what is that faith? What is the nature of preservation faith? Number one, it is deep revelation and conviction of divine preservation promises. You have a deep revelation and deep conviction of divine preservation promises. Through the scripture, you saw promises that confirm your preservation. You have deep revelation of them. You have deep conviction regarding them. Like Psalm 23, verse 1 to verse to the last. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You didn't just read that. You saw light in it. It became a conviction. Now Psalm 91, verse 1 to the end. I want everybody to read this one with me. One to go. He that dwelleth, read it louder. In the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 as thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. Hey, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and I will honor him with long life. Can you give the Lord a shout of victory? How many of you are going to live long life and you know that your life cannot be cut short? Give him a louder shout of praise. In your journey of faith, you read that passage, got revelation from it, and it is rooted in your heart that you are not going anywhere until you fulfill your days. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 to 2. Read that with me as well. Isaiah 43, 1 to 2.
He said, what to do? That created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Hey! When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Verse 3. For I am the Lord, thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Verse 4. Since you are precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for you and people for thy life. That is for you to live. Person fit die. Especially those who want you dead. God kill person to keep you alive. This is not just something you read. Some of the passages, I'm just giving you some scintillation. Go over them. Go over them, sit down with them, pray in tongues. Chew them in tongues. Yakokobalagarada. Lord, what are you saying to me from this passage? What are you saying to me? What do you want me to know? What do you want me to see? That is preservation faith. There is deep revelation, deep conviction of divine preservation promises. Number two, deep understanding of the supremacy of the Almighty over the adversary. A deep understanding of the supremacy of the Almighty over the adversary. What is the meaning of that? You have such an understanding that the devil is bad. But the badness of the devil cannot overcome the goodness of God. You are aware that the almightiness of God is stronger than the rebelliousness of Satan. You are aware that something may be working against you, but what is working for you is more than what is working against you. Hey! That they that be for us are more. We know that there are many devils who don't like us. And the children, devil's children too. Even some misguided people who claim to be Christians. From envy, bitterness and other things. But we are fully aware that angels on our side, human beings, almost everybody in Pakistan was struggling for a handshake and photograph. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So, do you understand? The devil is bad. Minus this one at the airport and everywhere else. What is working for us? What is on our side? Is heavier than the minions. Mini. Devil's life. Like the things that are in the water. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You must come to the point that the devil cannot defeat your God, no matter how wicked that devil is. He cannot decide that you die and God fold his hand until the devil kill you. That understanding is critical. That understanding is necessary. That you may have some scratches or scars does not mean you lose the war. Am I communicating at all? Lift your eyes and say, in the name of Jesus, the almightiness of God is stronger than the rebelliousness of the devil. The goodness of my God will always defeat the wickedness of the devil. You need that understanding. Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 11. Some scriptures that may be helpful. Jeremiah 20:11. He said, but the... Now, I want everyone to read this. I would like you to start to read this on your feet, if possible. One, two, go. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Isaiah chapter 8 and in verse 10. You read that and then you take your seat. Want to go? Take counsel together, all you devils and witches and wizards and occultic and evil people and wicked people. Take counsel together. What happened? It shall come to naught. Speak the word and it shall not stand. Why? For do whatever you can. Go to hell. Go anywhere you want. Go to any native doctor, any Dibia or Mimia. Babalawo, Mamalawo, Boyalawo, Gielalawo, Bebialawo, Nkwalawo. Anywhere you want. Speak the word, it shall not stand. Take counsel, it shall not happen. For God is with us. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 15. Look at that. Isaiah 54, verse 15. Look at that. He said, everyone read it together. I want to go. Behold, they shall surely gather together. So don't be afraid of their gathering. Don't be afraid of their gang up. Don't be afraid that they say that there's some people in your village or community or somewhere are ganging up. Read it, want to know. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall scatter for your sake. Hallelujah! Look at your neighbor, say some things may be working against you. But what is working for you is heavier, is bigger than anything, than everything that is working against you. And you shall win. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. This is what preservation faith is all about. Number one, deep revelation. Number two, deep understanding. Number three is fearless confidence in God. Fearless. The key word there is fearlessness. Operating, living in the realm where fear is in hell. Fearless confidence in God. Psalm 27, verse 1, all the way to verse 6. Psalm 27, verse 1, all the way to verse 6. Now, instead of standing and sitting and standing now, you can sit, but read it out very loud. One to go. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Is there somebody who will give the Lord a shout of victory? The Lord is my light and my salvation. I shall not fear.
fearlessness. Just establish that.
If you can delete fear, you are not looking for faith anymore.
If you can delete fear.
Am I speaking to somebody here? In the book of Psalm 23, where we read, though I walk through the valley, verse 4, of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That is why evil cannot touch me, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Coincidentally, fortunately, number one and number two will achieve number three. That is deep revelation and conviction regarding your divine preservation. And then an understanding that God is bigger than the devil. It will lead to number three, which is fearless confidence. Fearless confidence. Ezekiel 28 and in verse 19. Ezekiel 28 verse 19. He said, all they that know this, talking about Satan, that know thee among the people, shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never will you be a terror anymore. When they know you, you cease to be a terror. There is something that runs through my mind. He's told me in Luke chapter 10, verse 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power, everything that Satan the devil represents, I give you power over it, and nothing shall scratch you. If I have power over Satan the devil, who is under Satan that will defeat me? The strongest native doctor in the world is under Satan. Do you understand? I fear lion with hand, and you want me to fear chicken. Mentality affects reality. Native doctor with yellow eye, red charm, finger, local nail, all manner. And he's just standing with local technology. And it just smelling like the smelling. And he said, somebody sent me your name. Did you offend anybody? You know, that happens these days a lot. Did you offend anybody? They sent me your name and gave me your phone number. How will I know your phone number? I'm just calling. They sent me your name. They say I should kill you within 7 days by accident. If you know who you are, you reply him on the spot. You devil! Back to sender. You die within the 7 days you talked about. He will start begging you. Do you know the meaning of that? Tell me, you know. Do you understand? You are shaking under an agent of the devil. Even if he is in 20-something occultic groups. He's in this occult group. He's in another one. He's a grandmaster. A grandmaster under the pauper. Hallelujah. I want somebody to live here like a wounded lion. I want God to use you to revenge on the devil and his agents. Everything he has ever done wrong in your life, and done wrong in your family, and damaged to, in the life of any loved one. You are going to leave here with a vengeance mission like Moses. And that devil shall sink. And number three leads us to number four. And I think I'm going to end there. Number four is bold. An authoritative declarations of divine preservation. Bold and authoritative declarations. In the realm of the spirits, words matter. There is high premium on words. Psalm 92, verse 1 to 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. Psalm 91, verse 1 to 2. shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. You want to be preserved? You have to be a talker. Audacious. You don't know who to talk to. Talk in front of your mirror. Talk to yourself. When the occasions rise, talk. The God who delivered me from the lion, that was David talking, and the bear, he will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. Job chapter 14, verse 14, he said, I will live. I will wait until my change comes. I'm not dying. If you mind, he was talking. His friends were talking, he was talking. I will wait. I will live. The God whom we serve, Daniel chapter 3, verse 16, 17, shall deliver us from your hand, and he will. Talking. Bold and authoritative declarations of your preservation. I am here for a long time. Jesus tarries by his message. Somebody say like that. I am here for a long time. I am here for a very long time. I cannot be harvested until it is time. And it is not yet time until I have finished my assignment. In the land of the living, and even when I finish, and I am not yet satisfied, he said he will use long life to satisfy me. So if I say I'm not yet satisfied, he will keep on prolonging it. Hallelujah. I was talking with an 83-year-old man today. 83, who was talking vision of the vision looks like the vision of the next 10 to 20 years. I said, this man, do you know you are 83 years old? Still talking. The kind of things, global impact to be made. Bold and authoritative declarations. I'll give you 3 minutes to do that. I'll give you a point number 5. Faith that preserves is the lively memory of God's preservation acts in time past. A lively memory of God's preservation acts of the time past. Your faith, God's preservation acts in your life, in the lives of others. If you can only think how he ever delivered you, he will charge up your faith for how he will deliver you again. That was what David did in 1 Samuel 34, verse 36 and 37. He said to Saul, moreover, the Lord who delivered, 1 Samuel 17, verse 36 and 37. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, God who once delivered me out of the lion, the power of the lion and the power of the bear, he will deliver me. That is compulsory. It's dolatiously. He would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. When you lose memory of his previous acts, you lose the benefit of his future actions. Just try and remember, what about that time when you almost died? Somebody was choking in the middle of the night and nobody was there. And you thought you were gone. And you came out of it. You were threatened and you thought that was your end. And you came out of it. He has done it for me. Before. He will do it for me. Again. You remain the God of my testimony. Lord, I'll next testimony.
That is it. What was it that made Peter to sleep the day he was going to be brought out to be executed? What made Peter to sleep? That was not the first time he was in prison. He was there before God brought him out. This will charge up your faith. One of the assignments you will do tonight, if it is possible, all the times you escape death, write it down. All the times you escape death. Face to face with gunmen. I have seen such at least 2 or 3 times in my own life. Men with gun, with live ammunition. He opened his mouth. One in Nigeria, one outside the country. When hold up, they came with gun. Outside this country. Hola, hola. Another one, our car had, the third one, our car had flat tire. We just stepped out of the car and the gunmen rushed there. We had gone for the meeting. They came. All we needed was to wait a bit. But 2 occasions, it's face to face. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Many of us may have come to such points. Many of us, diagnosis. Many of us, dreams of the night. All manner. Write them down. Appreciate God for them and use them to charge your faith. The God who did these ones has not died. Hey! Will you stand up on your feet with the loudest shout of hallelujah? Hey! 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 Somebody receive something to shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the believers amen. Has your faith been charged up? 2 assignments. Just write down every deliverance experience you have had. Symptoms on your body. Symptoms of on your body. You don't know when they disappeared. Write them down. Occasions of fear where you didn't know you could escape. Write them down. Not now. When you go home, take time. But for tonight, here now, we're going to do 2 things. Appreciate God, because strong faith is celebration faith. Somebody say strong faith is praising faith. That was Romans chapter 4 verse 20. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God, giving praise. That was Abraham. You know a man's faith by his praise. You know a man's praise by faith by his what? By their praise. Psalm 106 verse 12. They believe his word. They sang his praise. So you know a person's faith by their praise. So we are going to first of all appreciate God and then go into praise for 2 minutes and then give another 2 minutes of decree, declarations concerning your life, concerning your destiny. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands now and say, Father. Say, Father.
Father,
thank you for your word. Louder, say, Father.
Father,
thank you for your word to me tonight. I give you the praise.
I give you the
honor. I give you the adoration. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Let us say, pray to my God, tell me. Let us send every Nagagazalor to the east. Let us search a fenogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogog
Sura. Ligra Hosano Taradam Gladys and Little Sector Dubos Lagaras Lady Snari. Let us the Fetus Sutter Fenagala Sutter. Reta sete feta sante vina da gaga gaga hosta glada da glada gaga glada hosta. Lara ta sete fena da sona diuro ti sani vila gaga da sola do gogo do sala dizi. Leto feta zana frona da sosa de vida gaga gaga hosta gaga gaga glada setori. Rako to shoto feto sete feta gaga gaga hada sili. Masha tala gaga. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name. While we are still on this prayer timeline, lift your hands and say, Father, I reject the spirit of fear. I reject the spirit of doubt, unbelief. I reject you from my life now. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and speak to God. Let us set a fetter son of a harvest. Jacorate set a fetter son of a laraga de Casalata has the beast. In the name of Jesus. You believe God heard and answered us, shall the Lord say amen.